Now, having said this, now Sri Krishna comes to the description of apara prakriti. So far was the apara prakriti, because Mahat Brahma is given. Mahat Brahma is a description not of prakriti or apara prakriti. Pure Mahat simply would have meant the apara prakriti. But this Mahat is Brahma Mahat. It is para prakriti. Out of para prakriti now comes the apara prakriti. In the apara prakriti, this is the description. Sattam rajastama iti gunaha prakriti sambhava. Wherever you find sattva, rajas and tamas, these are the products of ordinary prakriti. Not of the mahadyoni, but of the apara prakriti, or prakriti sambhavaha. This prakriti is what? Nibadnanti mahabaho dehe devinam avyayam. If you remain in the mahadyoni, in the para prakriti, there is no bondage. But when you come into this prakriti, then dehinam avyayam nibadnanti, then the soul becomes bound into the body. So the cause of the bondage is apara prakriti, not para prakriti. These two propositions are extremely important to remember. Where is the freedom and where is the bondage? There is no bondage as long as you remain in para prakriti. As soon as you come into apara prakriti, even there bondage is not necessary, but it is possible. And you can become bound. You can become bound when? That is another given, afterwards it comes in the sixth one. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakam anayanam anamayam sukha sangena badnati jnana sangena chanaga. How does a soul get bound in the apara prakriti? So first he speaks of the sattva. Sattva is nirmala, is pure. It is prakashak, its nature is luminous. Anamayam, it is healthy. But sukha sangena badnati, jnana sangena. But even there, by virtue of happiness and by virtue of knowledge, sattva binds the soul to the body. This is the cause of the bondage. Sukha sangena, the kind of happiness that comes in the sattva, it gives a special kind of sukha. That sukha becomes so pleasing that you become bound to it. You get such a knowledge, it is knowledge, but it is not that knowledge of para prakriti, but a knowledge, it is limited knowledge, because of that limitation you become bound. Then, rajaha ragatmakam viddhi. Rajas is full of attachment, desire. Trishna sanga samudbhavam. It is that which gives rise to desire. Tad nibadnati kaunteya karma sangena deyinam. Rajas binds the soul to the body by karma sangena, by attachment to action. Just as sattva was able to bind the soul to the body through sukha sangena and through jnana sangena, through the attachment to the knowledge and attachment to the happiness, similarly rajas binds the soul to the body through the attachment to the action. Pardon?
And you are happy about it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's the beginning. How you get into the bondage. Sukha sangena, jnana sangena. Then it becomes further. By rajas, you get into karma sangena. Then comes the third one. Tamaha tu ajnanajam. Tamas is the originator of ajnana, of ignorance. Mohanam sarvadehinam It is that which deludes everybody. Pramada alasya nidra bihi tad nibnati bharata. Tamas binds the soul to the body by pramada, by alasya, by nidra. By pramada, by indolence, by negligence, alasya, by idleness, and by sleep. This is how the bondage takes place. So, there is first a description of Mahadyoni, Paraprakriti, and then comes Aparaprakriti, and how because of Aparaprakriti, and because of these reasons, the soul gets bound in the Aparaprakriti. If you therefore come out of the Aparaprakriti and go into Paraprakriti, there is no bondage. This is the descending path, and when you ascend, then you become liberated.
And this tamas brings nidra, which is tamas. But if it is yoga nidra, it's not tamas.
No, that is not nidra. Yoga nidra is not yoga nidra.
Here he says, no? Pramada alasya nidra.
It's not yoga nidra.
So that nidra is tamas.
Our ordinary sleep is tamas.
Nidra is essential also.
But yoga nidra is actually the jnana nidra. You enter into the supreme knowledge.
Yes.
That is not this. No, it is beyond sattvic. Yoga nidra is supreme's own sleep, which is para prakritis. Sattvam sukhe sanjayati rajah karmani bharata. Jnanam avritya tu tamah pramade sanjayati uta. Sattva binds you by happiness. Rajas binds you through action and inaction. Tamas binds you with the covering of knowledge and by pramada, by indolence. Rajas tamascha abhibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata. Rajah sattvam tamascheva tamah sattvam rajastata. Rajas and tamas both are controlled by sattva. Then sattva prevails. Rajas prevails when it controls sattva and tamas. And tamas prevails when sattva and rajas both are controlled by tamas. This is the law of the preponderance. When can you call somebody sattvic? When sattva prevails over rajas and tamas. Somebody is rajasic when rajas prevails, when tamas and rajas Rajas and Tamas. Tamas and Sattva both are controlled. And you become Tamasic when Sattva and Rajas both are controlled by Tamas.